From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. 3 weeks after the Rite Aid on West Bridge Street in Catskill closed, the fate of the company's other locations in Hudson and Greenville remain unknown. All three stores were acquired by Walgreens in September 2017. Company spokesperson confirmed last week Walgreens will close some locations but declined to provide further details. The Rite Aid locations in Catskill and Hudson are located across the street from the two Walgreens stores. Patient prescription records from the Rite Aid in Catskill are now available at the nearby Walgreens. Company spokesperson Allison Mack said Walgreens does not have plans to close some stores in the Albany-Schenectady-Troy area. She said, and I quote, "We also plan to begin converting other Walgreens-owned Rite Aid stores to the Walgreens brand. This process will begin later this year and continue in phases over the next 18 months or so," end quote. Walgreens is the second largest drugstore chain in the nation behind CVS. The company did not disclose its plans for the abandoned 14,000-square-foot Catskill location after its contents were cleared out and liquidated on August 11th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Kepler is reporting for the Associated Press. With only a month to go until the Democratic primary, Governor Andrew Cuomo has yet to agree to the terms for a debate with challenger Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo pledged months ago to debate Nixon, but has not committed to a date, Kepler writes. The television news channel New York One has invited both candidates to an August 22nd debate at Queens College, but Cuomo has not agreed to the event. Campaign officials speaking for Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul say a debate will happen and that the delay is due to ongoing negotiations over picking a date, outlet, and format. 4 years ago, Cuomo refused to debate his primary opponent, Fordham University law professor Zephyr Teachout. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Chatham Town Board August 2nd held a public hearing on its proposed new zoning law. The process of updating the law has been ongoing for roughly a decade, and the new proposals has now been updated to affect the town's 2009 comprehensive plan. Town planning consultant Nan Stolzenberg said at the August 2nd hearing that in addition to conforming the town's zoning law to reflect the comprehensive plan, the committee also looked at so-called hot-button issues, such as short-term rentals that were not considered when the plan was written. More than 20 people commented during the hearing. The section of the proposed law covering short-term rentals, like the ones offered by Airbnb, were a major topic of discussion. Several residents from Thomas Road said they were concerned about short-term rentals allowed in the proposed zoning law. But at least two residents talked about using Airbnb to rent out their houses and parts of their houses and how positive the experience is. Other comments concerned worries over restricting new businesses and overly restrictive regulations affecting town roads. Town Supervisor Maria Lull thanked everyone who attended the meeting and said comments on the proposed law can still be submitted to the board. The town board next meets at 6 p.m. Thursday, August 16th at Town Hall, 488 State Route 295 in Chatham. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Governor Andrew Cuomo, August 9th, announced the funding for New York's farm-to-school program has been doubled beginning with the current school year. Governor announced that $1.5 million is available for eligible school districts to support the growth of the program, which helps schools increase the volume and variety of local grown and produced food offered on school menus. The program is also a boost to the agricultural economy, providing additional business to local farmers. Funding for the farm-to-school program is a key component of Cuomo's No Student Goes Hungry initiative. Eligible applicants are K-12 school food authorities, public schools, charter schools, not-for-profit schools, and other entities participating in the National School Lunch Program, the School Breakfast Program, or the Summer Food Service Program. Projects are funded up to $100,000. Projects such as employing a farm-to-school coordinator, training programs for food service staff to increase knowledge of local procurement and preparation of food, and the purchase of equipment to increase the school's kitchen capacity are all examples of eligible proposals. Applications must be received by October the 1st. Read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.